Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Galatians 5 and 7. 5:7. He said, this is the Spirit of God through Paul writing to a church he founded. He said, you did run well. Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? Who is behind these kind of hindrances? Anybody know? It's the devil. It's the devil. He can't stop you. Only you can stop you. He can hinder you. He can. He hindered Paul. He came to hinder Jesus. He can. He can do some things down here. He can hinder. The objective is to throw stuff in your path, to pressure you, to hinder you, to wear you down until you voluntarily give up and quit. That's the objective. He can't make you quit. All he can do is hinder you. Say it out loud. He can't make me quit. He can't. It's beyond his ability. It's beyond his reach. He can't. He can hinder. But he can't stop it. He can't make me quit. And here the Spirit of God through Paul is saying, you were doing so well. Does this sound like Stoney Graham? Yeah. You got excited. You received the word. You were running. You were picking them up and putting them down. You were making tracks. What happened? Who did hinder you that you should not obey the truth? The W.E.B. says you were running well. Who interfered with you? Now listen to the definition of hinder here. It means it's used of impeding, by breaking up the road, by placing an obstacle sharply in the path. Same thing we're talking about. Putting something in the path. Verse 8. This persuasion comes not of him that calls you. This is not from God. This hindrance, this stuff. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Beware of thoughts of offense. Because it'll work like yeast. And it just starts working through. And a root of bitterness can defile a lot of people. Yes. Make up your mind, I'm not doing that. I'm not talking about them. I'm not feeling hard for them. If they're way on out beyond me, glory to God. Good for them. I'm on my way. That's right. Right? How is it that I don't think highly enough of them? I should think very highly of them. It's not my job to decide what they think of themselves. That's between them and God. He told them not to think more highly of themselves. And I mean, you got a full-time job taking care of you. Verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that you'll be none otherwise minded, but he that troubled you will bear his judgment, whoever he be. And I, brethren, if I preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the what? The what? Offense of the cross ceased. The real gospel is offensive. Not to us believers, but to unbelievers. It's offensive. When you say Jesus is the only way, you offended billions of people. Yeah, you did. Because you just told them their religion is nothing. You take a stand like that, you will be persecuted. Yeah. People go, you are so narrow-minded. You're what's wrong with this country. so ignorant and narrow-minded and saved. Don't forget that. There's a broad, wide way, all-inclusive, that leads right off the cliff to destruction. And there's a straight and a narrow way to salvation, and few, relatively, that find it. The real gospel is offensive to the world. That's why there's persecution. The real truth of the word. How many millions of church-going people have been offended at the message of healing and faith? Faith in it. Oh. People get so mad. You trying to say something's wrong with me? I don't have enough faith. Well, do you? You trying to say you got all the faith? It's ignorance. But folks don't realize that offense is what kept the word from getting in and staying in them. That could have helped them. How many millions of church-going people offended over the message of abundance? And sowing and reaping. Tithing. You want to see people get mad? Bring up tithing. Well, what is it? Sowing and reaping and tithing. Well, millions of people will go, oh. And they despise it. They despise folks like me. Folks like us that talk about plenty, that talk about abundance, that talk about 30, 60, 100 fold. Big buildings, TV, airplanes, ships. But are there millions of people? That offends them. That offends them. And here's the problem. That ain't going to hurt me. And those of you that believe it, it's not going to hurt you. It will hurt them. Because whatever you judge somebody else for having, you just judged yourself unworthy of it. Because you said people ought not have that. So if you do get some, you're a hypocrite. If it's wrong for me to have it, it's wrong for you to have it. God don't like it, He just don't like it, no matter who you are. No. We need to see if it's really the Word of God. If it's really the Word, if it's really the gospel, and it offends us, we need to get over ourselves.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
I don't care if it's what Grandma believed and what Daddy and them believed and our denomination believed for the last 200 years. If it's wrong now, it was wrong 200 years ago.
That's right.
A lot of folks just didn't figure it out. Jesus said, "Your traditions have made the Word of God of none effect." And it's by clinging to a tradition, people get offended at the actual word. When you hear the truth and it jars you and it upsets your convictions, then don't get offended. Don't get mad at the coffee table. Back up and go, is that really the word? Is that really the word? If it's really the word, you'll find parts of it in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, in the prophets. Get to looking. Put your nose in the book. Come on, are y'all with me?
Yes.
And if it's the Word, get over your offense.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And say, well, I guess Mom and Daddy was wrong. I guess our denomination was wrong. Because this says this. And in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. Here's 14 verses that say the same thing.
Yes.
Right? So the Word hasn't changed, isn't going to change. It's the incorruptible, eternal seed of the Word of God. So I need to change. I'm going to change. And I'm not going to let be wayside ground that can't even get in me. And I'm not going to get offended and be stony ground. I'm going to be good ground. Not just for anything, but for the Word of God. For the Word of God, I'm going to be good ground. How many, it's your desire that every word of God be able to get in you and stay in you? Whatever mind renewal it takes. And it'll take some. And then once it gets in you, is that the end? It's the beginning. What's going to happen? The enemy is going to try to pressure you, wear you down, get you offended somehow. But good ground makes it through all that. He said, if I preach circumcision, why do I yet suffer persecution? Then is the offense of the cross ceased. If everybody, including unbelievers, like your preaching, it's a bad sign. It's a bad sign. You're certainly not like Jesus. Because did everybody like Jesus preaching? Oh, the religious leaders hated Jesus teaching and preaching. Oh, they hated it. And that's one of the biggest things drove them to kill him. And there were times half his crowd and supporters left because they didn't like what he preached. But he didn't chase after them. He said, does that offend you? Well, okay. And when they all left, he looked at the 12. What did he say? Y'all going too? That's a far cry from going, oh, please don't leave, please. Everybody left me today and y'all got to stay. I'm getting clearer and clearer revelation about this myself. I trust that you are too. I used to think when I first started in the ministry that the biggest problem was ignorance. The prophet said, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And I thought, that's the biggest issue. If everybody just knew. But I didn't read the rest of the verse. The very same verse. My people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge because you have rejected knowledge. And I'm seeing more and more. It's not just ignorance. Folks don't want it. They don't want it. They don't want to have to go through anything to overcome. They don't want to deal with any pressure or any persecution. I want the 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. I want the results. Do you?
Yes.
I want the results. I want God see to do its full thing in my life. I want him to get the glory. I want people to be able to look at our lives and go, look at that. Look at the goodness of God. And them get inspired. Is that right? Would that be worth some persecution? Would that be worth some pressure? Would that be worth getting over your toe getting stumped and getting up and going on and saying, none of these things move me?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, God's Incorruptible Word Seed, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.